Hey everybody, this is Jet reporting live from the Last Green Festival in Brooklyn, Connecticut for Rock Biz Magazine. Right now we have with us the Alchemistics. How's everybody doing this evening?
Pretty stellar, yeah!
Rocking out.
Stellar, great! Okay, right off the bat, why is it important for you guys to play a festival like this?
I think just in general, this event is about coming together as a community, and this is one of those great festivals that it originated from important cause, sustainability. I think there should be more festivals like this. Mm-hmm. So first, shout out to Bob for allowing us to play, and I think coming together for music for an important reason is something that we would always love to support.
And people come out to see the bands, they leave with a heightened sense of awareness, all the vendors are out there, and
these guys have been at a couple of other festivals we've done this year, so we've seen them at two or three other events, so it's good to see they're out there, getting the name out there, and supporting.
So talk about the band a little bit. It was started by you?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little about the band, how it got started, what was your goal, your vision?
Okay, the vision was to put together a band of people that were trying to put out dance music, but with conscious messages based in, reggae, hip-hop, mm-hmm. rhythms, and other rhythms of the world. It was kind of open on that end. So it was intended to be a band that makes people dance, that has messages. And started off as a jam session at my house. And we started bringing people in, and the first one that came into the fold was Jay Metcalf, who's right here with us on keyboards. And then we built for 2 years with other members, most who are no longer with us. And then 2 years in, we acquired Force, who came our way via a jam session. So we would often play in the first 2 to 3, even 4 years. Mm-hmm. And our shows, we would invite other artists that we knew were competent to come on stage and improvise with us. And Force was one of those people. So then he came in. Another transition came upon us, another member left, and we acquired E&I and Rosh John, who's also with us,
right.
Who had both individually been doing reggae and hip-hop soul music, Rosh John for almost 40 years, Ian had been at it for 15 years, mm-hmm. doing the same thing we were trying to do. So the intention that was, started originally in, 2004,
right.
was finally came to fruition in 2007, mm-hmm. and we had pretty much the same lineup since then.
So with the lineup you have now, have you released any, a new CD?
Yeah, the album that we're giving away is a free download. People email us at spread.hope6@gmail.com. That's what I actually sent you for the album.
Yep, I have
people
it.
People email us, we'll send them the full 17-song album for free. Yep. It just came out last May.
Oh, it's awesome, too.
Thank you.
And you guys have a lot of vocals going on stage, some kind of rappy stuff. Pretty much appeals to all age groups, I think, for the most. Well, for you guys, how is your audience? Do you see a pretty diverse audience?
Yeah, from the beginning. Like we also don't swear. There's not really any vulgar language in there because really, half the people that use that is because they don't have a good vocabulary. And Force here is wrote a couple encyclopedias.
He wrote some encyclopedias.
Oh, yeah, he wrote some encyclopedias.
Just in my spare time.
Well, I think my favorite thing about the Alchemistics is that it does appeal to all ages. Like I always jokingly say, it's ages 6 to 66, because that's pretty much as wide as it goes. Kids love it, because it's that rhythm that Dempsey has that is driving people. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you've got great lyrics coming, so I think it's accessible to everybody.
And you guys do a lot of stuff, for charity causes.
As much as we can. We've done stuff for autism. We've done stuff for the Good Neighbor Fund. Mm-hmm. We've done stuff for suicide prevention, AIDS. Like anytime people call us if we have an open schedule, we believe in the cause, and it seems like it's somewhat organized, which is always a big thing. It's always great to have a big heart and put on an event, and you go there and it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
So we do probably, years ago we did about 10 or more. Now we probably do 4 to 6 a year now.
So now getting back to your music too, all your albums, do they all have a basic theme to them, or do you try to go with the times?
You mean Yes? Yes, we're a prog rock band? Pink Floyd or something?
No.
We'll be there eventually.
Yes. That's what I think of right away when I see you guys up on stage. Oh, they're just like Yes.
No, I mean, there's common themes. No. There's common themes in what the songs are about.
Right.
If you listen to all four of the records, mm-hmm. you'll hear different voices, to be honest with you, because singers have come and gone in certain phases, but you'll hear a common thread in all the messages across the board.
I think that, too. You can see through our music, we're always constantly evolving, mm-hmm. you know, either through member changes or just as people. And so
sure.
the last few albums really sort of show that. You know, there's not really a, we didn't sit down and come up with a concept for
mm-hmm.
the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully that'll come.
Sometimes it happens by accident, you know, it's like all the songs are kind of like, hey, there's almost like a basic theme to them, or
yeah.
not so much so with you
yeah.
guys.
Well, I think we have things that are kind of all over the map. We've got, like, if you listen to Spread Hope, you got Love Lost on
yep,
there,
yep.
Love Lamented.
Yep.
You have a beautiful
true.
Song that Ross John sings called Holiday that is a romantic song.
Yeah.
You've got a song, you know, Rise Up and Let Them Know We
yep.
Won't Stop Until a Brighter Day, which is a political song. So you have, you know, a couple different messages
mm-hmm.
and different packages and forms.
How do you guys go about writing with so many people in the band and so many different instruments and
purely collaborating.
Everybody's singing going on there? I mean, you must be really good friends.
Well, we definitely have had to bear all the
nobody
bones,
has bruises
you know?
Or anything. Doesn't look like you beat the crap
yeah,
out of each other.
The skeletons have to be out of the closet if you're going to do this and be committed to it, you know. I mean, the writing the music is collaborative, and then a lot of times lyrically, what the challenge has been lyrically is people will get a different inspiration from a certain song we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So we the biggest challenge has been making sure all the singers put their heads together and say, here's the theme of the song, and this is what it's going to be about. Because as we're developing, sometimes you hear someone sing, and you hear someone else sing, and you're like, what is the commonality here? So that's the only thing that, you know, we've had to focus on in that sense. Musically, it's just all collaborative.
Well, I mean, as an audience member, to watch you all up there with everybody singing, with, you know, all the music playing and people moving around up there, for it really, whether it is or not, it really sounds flawless to everybody out there. Everybody looks like they're having a great time up there. I'm sure you all are. I mean, you know, if you guys were to make a mistake or miss a note, nobody would notice. I mean, it's just, you guys have like a certain flow up there. You know, where you're moving around and, you know, you're jamming back there on the drums and you really look like you're having a great time. What kind of kit are you playing on?
I work with SJC. They're out of
I know who they are. Yep.
Southbridge.
Yep.
I have an endorsement
deal. There's a lot of
them,
bands. Are they supporting this festival somehow?
Yes.
Okay.
They provide the drum set.
I was going to say, I see a lot of them with that. And
yeah.
I know of the company too, because like you said, they are in Massachusetts and I'm right over the border in New Hampshire. So, and they
yeah.
work with a lot of, so yeah, I did notice that, and they sound really, really good.
Yeah, I wanted to work with a Massachusetts company, so I have a stick company. I work with Silver Fox out of Mass and SJC Drums.
Did they custom your set for you?
Oh, yeah, custom.
Yeah.
It's my Cadillac. I've never, in my 25 years, ever owned a brand new drum set, and they made it to my specifications.
That's
so it's like
awesome.
My baby.
What is it? I mean, like maple?
You know,
what did you go with?
It's covered in Coco Bolo.
Oh, my God. Never even
yeah.
heard of it.
I know.
Where'd they have to go to, like, the rainforest?
No, it's definitely a rainforest. Let's just say that.
Oh, no, let's not say that at the Green Festival. It's not from the rainforest.
No, but, you know, I'm sure it's ecologically
harvested. We found it in the
harvested.
Mulch pile.
You know, the cool thing was my 9-year-old daughter was as excited as I am. She came with me to the factory to help me put together my drum set,
nice.
My kid. So when I went there to order it and everything, like, she came to the factory and they were like, let her walk around and play with the dog. So it was really cool. It was like a family vibe, like what we try to create. We try to be a part of that and foster that kind of community.
And I think you've succeeded in that. So where can people go to find out more about the band? What websites, social networks do you guys have?
Facebook, we're on Facebook.
We have a presence on pretty much everything. We've got a Twitter account.
TheAlchemistics.com. We have a website we're kind of always working on, you know. We have a string of new songs coming out. So if people friend us on Facebook or they go to Reverb Nation and join our mailing list, they'll be, you know, completely made aware of when these new songs come out. We're giving away 3 songs
yep.
in the coming months for free. Brand new material. We
nice. And then
just
people
finished.
Can just go through Facebook to do that
yep.
with you. And
yep.
so definitely, I mean, you sent me the download and it's awesome, and you know, even my daughter has it on her iPod.
Nice. Thank you.
Cool.
Glad you enjoy
on
it.
On the iPod, what's the favorite song?
Type of Prayer.
Type of Prayer, yeah.
There you
have
go.
You heard the remix? We have
yeah,
a remix.
She hears
yeah.
it all. She's
yeah, we,
she loves you guys.
We have a remix, which is us collaborating with a friend of ours. We gave him Type of Prayer, and
mm-hmm.
he completely remixed it in a modern, like, dubstep electronic
that's
style.
Cool. She's like, Mom, you gotta check this one out, too. I was like, oh, that's
yeah.
awesome. So that's what I like about the band, you know what I mean? We won't say my age, and she's 17, so it bridges all the generations, and everybody could enjoy it, and, you know, you did a great set today, and I think everybody really loved it. There was Hula Hoop out there, the puppets for everybody. There was people holding up those things. I couldn't see it from the backside. What was it that they were all holding up? Like,
oh, they had signs.
Signs.
20, yeah.
Yeah. All that.
Yeah.
They're all signing. It was like everybody was just having a fantastic time, and it was great to watch you guys.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for doing this with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much, yeah.